And the kids are starting a petition. They're trying to get their human rights back.
Is there a petition?
Because their phones have been nicked from them. It's their God-given right, you know, as human beings. They should be able to have them when they're at school. Now, of course, first week back for the kids last week. So we've had a full week of mobile phone bans in schools across the Hunter. And we're trying to figure out what Newcastle thinks of it. A bit of a temperature check, you know, what parents are thinking about safety. Are they thinking it's improving the kids' attention, their learning, you know, right or wrong? Stuff. This kind of stuff. A bit of a temperature check right across the Hunter.
And, of course, for getting on the air with us today, you'll go in the running for $50 fuel, plus we've got this Lakeside Music Festival experience to give away. Two nights accommodation at a stunning beachfront apartment Ooh. For five people, plus a family pass to be a part of the fun and excitement at the Lakeside Music Festival, which is happening on Saturday, November 4 in Tuncurry. Huge prize. We're going to be giving this away all week. So if you're on the air with us all week, you'll go in the draw to win that prize.
All right, that magic number, 4967-4105. Let's get Newcastle thoughts. We'll go to Redhead first. Morning, Matt. What are you saying about this?
Good morning. I'm a teacher. So like all great educational policies, this one is very good in theory, but not great in practice.
Right.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's good to get the kids more focused, but my experience is, regardless of what policies are in place, there's always ways the kids find to get around them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is a classic case of that. It's a difficult one. I've got five kids from, you know, early 20s down to late primary school, so they're attached to their phones all the time. So
I can imagine.
So overall not working, yeah, is what you're saying?
I think the difficulty is, yes, it's not working, but we're also trying to train our kids to leave school and have their phones all the time anyway. So taking the system is a great idea, but it doesn't really set them up for success after school.
Yeah, fair interesting. Point. Good point, Matt. Thank you so much.
Interesting. From a teacher as well, on the front line.
Different to what I thought. I thought the teachers would be all for it, but there's a bit of a mixed view there.
All right, let's go to Tara next. Morning, Jay. What are you saying about this mobile phone ban?
I think it's great. I think that it makes the kids engage a bit more, hopefully, and friendships and what's going on, rather than focusing on their phone and any dramas that's happening.
So have you got a kid yourself, Jay?
Yes, I have. I've got three, so the mother in me had to sort of override the teenager in me the other day when my 12-year-old mentioned how they've still got their iPads, obviously for schoolwork with a BYOD, and how it sucks that it's one of their friends that's got a SIM card in their iPads there, they can't use the internet, and the little bit in me is like, oh, you know, you could just put the hotspot on your phone. No.
You're like, be a parent, don't be a friend.
Right, kids know their way around. They know how to do things, like put an eSIM in a device.
Oof, now you're just giving them ideas, Kath. That was Kath that said that, not me.
Yeah, not our words.
No. Next in Northlampton, Jessica, what are your thoughts?
So I work in a school, and our school implemented the pouches a term ago. I was very pessimistic when it first started. We'd seen kids come in holding their fingers over the button, standing their locks, and putting burner phones in.
Yeah, they've got all the tricks in.
Empty pouches saying, oh, I didn't bring my phone today. There's no way to tell, but overall, the kids don't have their phones out. The kids are engaging in conversations with one another. They're playing in the playground again, and I think it's really great. I think it's wonderful.
Okay, there we go.
It just takes a little while to implement.
I was going to say, that's interesting, that's been going for a while at their school, and they're saying, you know what, after that, it's actually working. So maybe we've just got to wait a bit more time.
And that's what maybe like Matt's struggling with in Redhead as a teacher. Maybe there's just teething problems.
Early
days.
It's
only week one. Yeah. You know, we're starting week two now. Maybe once they figure out all the kinks, it will be good overall for the kids. Who knows?
All right. Only time will tell, indeed.